Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I wanna before we get to the parasha, I wanna share something with the chevra. Klal Yisrael is going through difficult times, and Bifrat, even in Eretz Yisrael, the matzav is very scary. And now from the north, a threat, very, very scary, the matzav. We have to be mispal. By the way, we have to be mispal. It's not lost on any of us, and every single year, the Ma'agal Hashana matters to us, and we like made it to Adar, we're very excited. It's Adar, now we Adar is a mazel tov for us. And there's a sense, and Avadu ben Daf Mispal al Gutzan, we have to all daven and put in Bimar b'Tfilas, of course. But there's for sure a sense, it's Chodesh Adar. I want to say to the Chevra, it's true. It's true, Baruch Hashem, and we should see tremendous mazel tov with Yisrael. But I want to say to the Chevra that we have to understand, Adar tells us that Hashem is always with us. It's what we learn in Adar is true always. What we learn in Adar, we're not like a people, like a superstitious people. Oh, now it's Adar, now we're in good hands. We're in good hands in midwinter also. We're in good hands all the months of the year. We learn something in Adar, and in Adar it's begalui, what's always true. It's la Yehuda Maisaira, things get niskala. But understand, it's not just, now it's, now we were saved then because there's such a thing called Adar. What we learn in Adar, what we know in Adar, what comes out begalui in Adar is always true. And that's something to remember. We're not like, instead of just being superstitious, like, oh, this is auspicious, this is not. It's always, ki imanu kel, Hashem is with us. In Adar, we're zayich ha-begolui to get in touch with that, but it's something that we know always. And I wanted to be mechazik that ki imanu kel, Hashem is certainly with us. It's all of us should be married by tefillah for sure. Should continue to daven. We can't get tired. We can't like lose focus. We have to add tefillahs and get more focused. The matzav is a serious. It's a serious matzav. We can't like tire from it. It's heavy for us. We have to be mechazik that after davening tilim to add to be married to do it with seriousness. Kol Zman is a matziv that's difficult and dangerous and complicated. We have to be mechazik. It's so geschmack that Mishpatim, Parshas Mishpatim, is the first parsha. We're mamish at the height. Zekei Livan Veyu. Nasa v'nishma. We're at the top. We're mamish by Maimed Har Sinai. Eila Mishpatim and Dine Mamanis. Our relationship, money is one of the most fascinating topics of all our lives. It's one of the most fascinating topics of our life, money. When you speak to youngsters, we're sitting in here, a room full of people that most of us have the Olah Parnasa on ourselves. We have the yoke to support our families. And youngsters, if you're gathered in yeshiva, you have youngsters at a table, you could rile up youngsters that money is overrated. They're not paying their kids' tuitions. They're not paying rent at the end of the month. You could get a group of youngsters, money's over, yeah, and all like fired up, money's overrated. Then the youngster goes home to his mama and tata, like, I learned in yeshiva, money's overrated. He didn't pay for his shirt, not his pants, not his belt, not his shoes, and he goes home like he's fired up from the Rebbe. Money is such a complicated topic in all our lives because we need money. And money's a tremendous worry. A man, the Olah Parnassah is on a man. Tell somebody money's overrated and he's struggling to support his family. And he wants to pay the bills for rent. He wants to pay his kids' schar limud. He has People struggle mightily, and they're struggling with money. And money is an important need of a human being. And yet, a healthy attitude to money, there's so prevalent unhealthy attitudes to money. So prevalent to be dishonest with money, so dangerous, such an asayan, gufa, because a person needs money. My wife and I have observed all our lives so many interesting attitudes with money. I have seen two homes that, and you don't know what's going on by people in terms of money, what their needs are, but I have seen two homes that apparently are the same type of money issues, and one the family's calm and geschmack, and one brings a tremendous tenseness to his family. They have the same amount of money. I have seen cases in my own life, I've experienced cases. I grew up having a certain amount of money. I had friends that were wealthy. I would pay for stuff for them. I've seen people in wealthy homes who have terrible attitudes to money. And developing a healthy, with emuna, with faith, a healthy attitude, money's from Hashem. Money's a gift from Hashem. It's an essential, but it's meant to use for things. It's use, not its social status. This one's rich or poor. I met somebody, a wonderful Ben Torah, and I somehow came up what his father does, and he like made up a word. Instead of saying his father's job, he made up a different word for it. I called him out. What is that? We both discovered that from youth he was embarrassed his father wasn't rich. And his father's job wasn't the fanciest job, so he had a different way of saying it. Shouldn't be a shame for him. And I told him, you're older now. Is that really true? The Western world calls a successful man, the guy is rich. It's not a success. The guy's divorced four times. The guy's estranged from all his cats and dogs. He doesn't have kids. He's a successful man. The guy has money. I'm talking in an honest way. I'm just talking real. Is that in whose barometer is that an ish matzliach? The guy's successful. We have a term, literally in English. Literally, I'm not trying to be very frum. We literally call a guy successful man. To me, a successful man, I know people have tremendous, it's very hard on a man if he struggles with parnassa. I know people have, I'm thinking of faces in my brain right now, who have beautiful children. They're the most successful people I know. I called my wife, Meretz Yisrael. I went to visit my sister. And I called up my wife, and my sister's kids were there married with the children. Told my wife, my sister became, she's the wealthiest person in the world. My sister's an Ashir, she's such a wealth. I like lost my mind how wealthy my sister, she's a gazillion. There's no money in the world. Any rich person would give it all. She was sitting there with her sons-in-laws, daughter-in-laws. It was filled, the Enoch Lecha running around the house. My wife says, Shira, she's wealth. She's the most, she's a gazillion. There's no words. Billionaire is like a joke. There are no numbers, no rich person. The money doesn't, would give everything in a second. What do you have money for? To have such children and grandchildren. A healthy attitude. Money's important. It's true. It's true. We daven for parnasa. We daven. I'm going to say something a little embarrassing, but I'm talking honestly to my friends. I'm going to say embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. When I was a youngster, the topic of money confuses us all. And when I was a youngster, I was embarrassed out loud in Avinu Malkeinu's to daven for parnasa out loud. I would like whisper it. You're supposed to, like, parnasa, that's like, we're into ruchnias. Because I was so confused. Today I would scream as loud as everybody else. Parnasa is huge, we need money. Any idealism, any family, any yeshiva, shul needs money. It's something Hashem designed. Money's very important. Very tzaddikim adaktivim, I say. Money's, I would daven very loudly. Baruch leinu hashana azois. Baruch atah Hashem mevarech hashanim. Money is a very important and serious matter and something we think about and a person's mishtadel, no question. But healthy attitudes towards, not chas v'shalom to replace Hashem with money. I spoke to my son, was working on a shtickle. I've seen people replace a bikush for Hashem, fall into a dark place of money. I've seen people both fall into this place of like overvaluing money, valuing money for more than just as a practical thing to get, to buy a pair of shoes, as a practical thing to pay schar halimud, to value it for itself. We've seen very unhealthy things. It's interesting, I saw in Svarim that the word mamon is spelled with a mem, a vav, and a nun. Those are all letters. Mem is spelled mem, mem. Vav is vav, vav. Nun is nun, nun. They're all like letters that have double in there. Nun is nun, vav, nun. But I saw it's cool because whatever you have, mamon, whatever you have, if you have 100, you want 200. That's the nature of money. And every letter in mamon is like a double mem, double vav, double, you just want a double. And it becomes this very, very unhealthy, remarkably unhealthy. I've said to Messias Isharim many times to the Chevra that many are mischastim b'chol anfei achasidus. Many people are from when it comes to money. They're not from. They're literally not from. I had a mother in the yeshiva. I was like nishtoim when I would speak to her. I was like intimidated. She had tzadekis. I saw when it came to money, she was a frayid. She wasn't from when it came to money. She was like a frayid mamsh. She lost her emuna. We have to develop right after at the height of Kabbalah Satiris, Eila Mishpat Mashar Tassim Lufnem, we come to a sugya of mammon, we come to the sugyas of money to be healthy and honest. We have such opportunities in our house. Maybe the biggest thing we give our kid is healthy outlook at money, healthy, geschmack. Not creating, I've seen homes destroyed from unhealthy pressures and worries. I don't blame the dad for being worried. It's a real worry. Why is he giving that to his kid? He has to be mechazik and amun, and I've seen houses destroyed. Somebody else has the exact same money, and it's a freilich home, very happy home. He has an assignment. It's true, real. I'm not judging. But how many homes he's burning his house down? He's literally burning his house down. So he has no choice but to acquire amunah. He has no choice, and I'm not judging the Nisayin, a serious. And by the way, there are people very wealthy who bring crazy attitudes of money, unhealthy attitudes, unhealthy judgments, unhealthy views of people that are very, stand contrary to Torah. The sugya of mammon by us all becomes one of the most important sugyas of our life. So I want to share Chedushei Arim. When I first saw this Chedushei Arim hoodie, I'll be honest, and this is like I'm in the middle of a journey, like us all. When I saw Chedushei Arim younger, I was pshat, like what's he, and today it's like pashup pshat. Today the Chedushei Arim by me, this is aleph based pashup pshat. When I was younger, I was like, what's he saying? Now it's like, this is the pashtus. Listen to what the Chedushei Arim asked. Listen to what he asked. In the parasha, it speaks about an Eved Ivri. And we all know if the Eved says, "V'amar yomer Eved," if the Eved says, "Ahavti es adoini ves ishti ves banai," says he loves, I love my adoin. He's been an Eved. His adoin takes very good care of him, and he loves his ishti ves banai. There's in all business, this is whole true. If the businesses go after the boss, if the boss is nice and sweet, everybody's sweet in the business. The boss acts like a meshugana. The boss is bad to the next guy. He beats up the second beats the third, fourth. That's how businesses work. They trickle down from the top. Here's an adon who's mitzvah to take good care of this Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a guy struggling in life. He's a guy who stole. One of the reasons he goes to be an Eved. So he's not in a good place in Ruchnis. And the adon is wonderful to him. He says, "Ahavti es adoni." I love my master. He works for the adon 6 years, and he has a tremendous ava for the adon. "Ahavti es adoni." Of course, he's then good to his wife. His wife, I say in quotations, it's the wife that he has to take. The adon is allowed to force him to live with a shifcha knanis. Amazing, amazing. The Chavetz Chaim says parenthetically on the topic of money, a yid living with a guy, none of us would look up too highly at. It's kanayim paigim, but you're allowed to kill the guy. A yid living with a guy is like a tumah shebetumah. The Chavetz Chaim already said, Naira Hudi, he said that here's a guy, she's a guy, and he's allowed to live with her. Said the Chavetz Chaim, he has to pay back his debt. He's stuck in Eved Ivri. He stole. One of the reasons he's an Eved. The Chavetz Chaim saw that it's worse to have Yenna's money. So he goes and he sold as an Eved Ivri where he has to live with to pay back and to his Adon to make it worth it for his Adon. He has to get, he lives with the Eved Kanani in order to get servants for his Adon. Says the Chavetz Chaim, in our own priorities, we look at somebody who lives with a guy is a horrible person. He says it's worse to have mammon acherim in your house, the Chavetz Chaim says. He says, you see here, this person we put with a guy. Then Chavetz Chaim said this. Mammon acherim, not to touch somebody else's money. Honesty, it's nishmein, it's not mine, it's not my money. So this person says, I have this adon, I love my master. It's no, it follows he's very good to his wife. Because he's treated, so he says, "As Ishti, this wife, he's given the Shifcha Knanis. He's wonderful to her. He's treated nicely. He treats his underlings nicely. His Shifcha Knanis, his children. He says, 'I have this Adonis Ishmas Banai Layetze Chafshi. I don't want to go out free. I want to stay more than the 6 years.' So it says the master, the master brings him to Besdin." And the Besdin brings him to the door. And his Adon drills him in his ear. Says Rashi, why is he drilled in the ear? Says Rashi. Says Rashi. Why are we drilling his ear? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, the ear that heard lo signov, and he stole, gets drilled. You heard it, har sinai lo signov. It's a big kasha. Everybody asks, lo signov means not to kidnap. Good kasha, Shimler. Excellent. But that we're not going to talk about right now. But the ear heard lo signov, don't kidnap. And you went and you stole. Has to get tirtz, has to get drilled. V'maych atzmai. Let's say he didn't steal. Let's say Stami was a poor guy. He sold himself because he was an ani. He was azad dachkus. Says Rashi, oizen sheshama al har sinai. The ear that heard, ki libnei Yisrael avadim. You're avadim to me. V'aluch v'kadna adam la'atzma. You bought yourself an adam. Tirtze gets drilled. Frektach du sheharim. The guy was an ani ve'evyon. He's a poor guy. Anybody selling himself as an eved, he can't get a regular job. He's pashat. He's in a very difficult matzav. If he stole, he has no choice. We're talking about a guy who didn't steal. So he's pashat. He's stuck. And he's allowed to sell himself as an eved. And he gets drilled in the ear because you're an eved to Hashem. Don't be an eved to anybody else. What's he supposed to do? He's stuck. He's stuck. What do you want him to do? He's stuck. That's the Chedush Yorim. What did the guy do wrong? He's supposed to be an Eved Hashem, not an Eved to anybody else. He has no choice. The guy is stuck. He's an Ani Ve'evyon. Says the Chedush Yorim, the halacha is that an Eved, the halacha is that an Adon is mechuyev to be mefarnes. In Eved, his wife and his kids. That's open Rashi's in this week's Parashas Mishpatim. The Adon has to feed a man, his Eved, his wife and kids. He's Mechoyev. Says the Chedush Yorim, this guy should be a better Eved Lashem. The Chedush Yorim says. He says, this guy's down and out. And he has no money. He shouldn't sell himself as an Eved. He should work in healthy ways to make money. He needs money. Be a healthy Eved Hashem. And then he should come to Hashem. Hashem, you're mechuyev. In Adon, I'm an eved to you. You're mechuyev to feed. You're my wife, my kids. In Adon's mechuyev to feed. His eved is ish and banim. Now, I want to say that there's a lot of ways people have pressures to make money. And I don't at all say we all have pressures, and it's a serious pressure. And a man struggles a difficult nesayin, and Hashem should give us all parnasa berevach. Give us all parnasa berevach. But I want to say nobody should sell their soul. Nobody should sell themselves out. Not to do illegal stuff. Not to chas v'shalom be goynev. Here's a guy who has tremendous pressure. He sells, but he shouldn't sell himself as an eved. He doesn't sell himself as an eved. So Chedushi Arim says, what do you want from him? He shouldn't sell himself as an eved. Now he has to try. The Chedushi Arim advises, be an eved Hashem and tell Hashem. With tefillah, pray to Hashem. I'm your eved, you're my adon. And adon's mitzvah to support his eved and my wife and children. You should tell Hashem the Chedushi Arim. But what he's saying to a person, and it's important, is that we don't sell out. Money's important. Money's valuable. But he doesn't sell out for money. He doesn't sell out. I'm gonna tell the chevers. I met with a bacher who was selling illegal substances. I met a bacher who was selling stuff. He told me he grew up as an ani mamish and described he was making a lot of money. And he described what it means to him to have dollars to buy himself clothing to wear, to go when his friends go on a roller coaster he can go to. And he this is what he found to make money, and he found things, and I understood him. I felt him. The money was important to him, but what's more important than money is the men shalein. You're selling out. You're selling out your soul for money. Money is important. There's a place. There's a value. But you're selling out your soul for something. And here's a guy, you picture these, this is real story. I came here today, like, learn psukim with the chevron. You know, I was supposed to, like, share fancy stuff. I'm learning a pasuk. The guy gets drilled. And what do you want from him? Busville? It's a tremendous pressure. There's a real guy. It's me and you, and Hashem's talking to us. That you're Avdei Hashem, you're mine. You're Avdei Hashem. So let's be, that's the essence of the Eved Hashem. That I'm loyal to you, Hashem, and I'm loyal to you. I'm not willing to do illegal stuff. I'm not willing to cheat, to lie. I understand, think Parnassa comes from Hashem, I'm going to do the Ishtadlus, but I'm not willing to sell my soul. I'm not willing for that. I'm an Eved Hashem. Here's a person who does illegal things. He's selling his Eved Hashem. I sat with this bacher. I started describing. I told him I have many opportunities to do other things that I can earn more money. I don't want to let go. I want a guy like you to learn and grow. So I'm not willing to sell that out for more money. I asked, a place was talking maybe to come to be principal. I asked if I could bring a bacher like that along. They said no. They would have paid a lot more. I said, I'm not interested. So I said, I gave up money so I can learn with you. Because I like money and I need money. And money is very important. I want to put a few more dollars in my kid wallet. Money's important for me. But I gave up money because there are things more than money. Because there are things deeper and more than money. And he started crying. The guy started crying. He started crying. Mama, she started crying. The cry that we all can relate. The pressure of mitzad echad. He wants to go on a roller coaster with his friends. But mitzad sheni, are there things he doesn't want to sell his soul? That it has a place, there's a value system, it has a place. So I say to us all, and I say in learning, we could say fancy things in Parshas Mishpatim, and there's geshmak raid, there's so much geshmak raid. I'll tell you a good shtickl in a minute. The raid in Mishpatim on Mammon is, and I could share divrei Torah, geshmak, we could mamish party. But I want to party with the chevron. It's not, I want to say money's so important. I want to look at older. When you sit on youngsters and you rile up that money doesn't matter, they're in. I want to look at people that are clearing at the end of the month. We want to pay our mortgage. And say money's very, very important and valuable. But let's not sell our souls. Let's put it in the right context, the right place. Tzaddikim fakir, the money is so important. The Reb Tzaddik writes that your money is part of your soul. Your money is like shrashim and the neshama. The money is very important. It's a gift from Hashem. Hashem gives a person a gift. I have items in my house that are valuable, not for what they are, but for who gave it. I have a certain kais in my house, and a family I love gave me the kais. People say, what's it for? It's one of the best things I own. It's just a mark of friendship. Somebody likes me and I like them. I don't even drink out of a kais. I have some mental problem. I don't know what it is, but the taste of the cup, I need glass. The taste, I have something wrong with me. I don't know, mental or physical, I don't know. And I could drink out of glass, not a kais, but I value the kais because it's a mark of friendship. I wouldn't give it away. It's a mark of friendship. Let alone your money that's gifted from Hashem. But then it has to be honest and real from Hashem. So talking to people that money is important. We pay for, we're going to make a Shabbos. You go and you pay with money. Money is very important. And yet, not despite, let's put it in its place. Let's not sell ourselves honest, with integrity, with honesty. I want to say specifically that we're worried about the enemy. We're having threats from the north. It's scary. Hezbollah is a scary army, Hashem Yerachim. And there was a tremendous tefillah, the Gerers, and many thousands of Yidden came to the Kaisel today to daven. It's a very scary matzav. I want to say that Chazal brings specifically that what protects us from the Giru Yoyev, from the arrows of the enemy, is what protects us is honesty in business. It says somebody who's careful with Mishkalos and Kiseitze, right next to the Parsha, of the enemy is a person to have proper measurements in their home. And it says somebody who's careful with business, Hashem protects from the Giru Yayeh, from the arrows of the enemy. Now I want to say it's not slight, it's like a hooji booji. If you don't steal, I'm not scary. It's like Pashut. If you live with Hashem, say he lives with us. What's our strength over anybody's? Kimanu Kelks, we have God. It's not like a Eifin Skuli, if you don't cheat, so it's like a, it's not shtik to Hashem, it's Dvarim Pshutim. Our strength is that Imanu Kel, God is with us. That's our strength. Ki Imanu Kel, Hashem is with us. So then live that way. When we live that way, when Ma'ira is such kaiches, the main place we can live Ki Imanu Kel is to be honest with money. In the biggest challenges of our life, in the area that we're pressured to support a mishpacha, and we could be erlich and honest and the right things, and even things that are mutter al pidin, you can't say it's us or mamish to be an evid of, it's not right. So we drill this guy, don't be an evid lavadim. I have pressures, I hear. We do live with pressures. But we still, we don't sell out. We don't sell out. So I wanted, we all should have parnasa. I don't want to talk in a way that's not makir, that the need for parnasa. We should have parnasa berevach, but specifically at a time that Klal Yisrael's worried about a giri ya'oyev, what a chizik it would be if we'd be mechazik in this inyan. Mechazik, more honest, more truthful, better attitude to money. What a protection would be for Klal Yisrael. I want to sing Utsu Eitzah, always Adar, we sing Utsu Eitzah V'Sofer. The enemies make plans. This is what the Yelad told Haman. Utsu Eitzah V'Sofer. The enemies think of plans and they're always thwarted. Ki Imanu Kel for Hashem. Dabru Dov LaYakum. But they say it doesn't happen. Ki Imanu Kel for Hashem is with us. So in our chizuk to live more, ki imanu kel, with more erlichkeit, with money, ki imanu kel, this is that we have Hashem with us, we'll talk and be protected. Rav Ezi, let's give an utsu eitza.
Utsu eitza dabru davar v'lo yakom. Utsu eitza v'suvar dabru davar v'lo yakom ki ye. Yeah. so it's all best, so far, da, bro, da, bar, bro.
By Bechemer, Reb Levi Yitzchak once, there was a maisa right by his in Bardichev. There was a maisa of two fellas that a guy, this is the story, a man came to Yisaimim and he said that stuff you have by you, I gave to your father to be a shomer and your tata died, it's mine. The kid said, we don't know. We have no idea. They went to Beis Din together. They didn't know. They know. The kid said it could be. We just don't know. And the mafkid was a guy who was very honest. And he said, I'm telling you, your father was a shomer for me. It's my zech. The kid said it could be. We just don't know. Lemaisa, Beis Din made the kids swear that they were never told it's a pekudin. And Beis Din paskin, and the kids can keep it. He had no raya. They didn't know. You can bury the shema. You have to look the sugya. They made the Yisaimim swear that they had no knowledge. They swore and they kept the item. And the Bardichev was very, very bothered by it. Because he knew the guy who was making the claim, and he knew he was an honest man. And the Bardichev complete had emuna and mishpatei atoira. The mishpatim of the Torah are true. But he was very, very troubled, the Bardichev. How can the Torah give the money? Hashem is giving the money to the person, and he believed the other guy, the mafkid, he believed him, the Bardichev. And here, the Bardichev was Liboy Noikfei. There was like a tzar in his heart. He went to sleep at tzar. Amazing story, Benz. And the person who was Nifter came to Bardichev in a dream. And he said, Rebbe, don't feel badly. I'll tell you the truth. That it's true he was mafkid by me. It's true. But said the mace that his father owed my father this exact amount of money. And in Shemayim, there's a tremendous kapara for his tata. This guy's father owed my father. So the grandchildren of these Yisraelim. And this guy in Shemayim, this Hashem wanted it. The Bardichev was like very, very comforted. Naira. Now I don't get in Gilgulim, Zachen, Ainli Yasek Minastarim. Why do I like this story so much, Reb David? It's a beautiful story because there's such an exactness. Mamad Hashem has his plan. He knows where he wants the money by. The Rebbeinu Shlom has an exact plan. Avada, there's a shtadlus. Avada, we have to make effort. But there's an exactness. Fakert, I even say when we have money to value, Hashem wants it by me. It's a big trust. Hashem put money by a person. There's a big zech. There's an exactness. Eila mishpat meshatasim lufneim. The mishpatim that Hashem puts by each one, there's a special exactness. There's such an exactness. I want to tell you one vart on Mammon. We can handle on the parasha. I didn't want it to be. We're saying lamdas and we're forgetting like what the Torah told us, the money and Hashem's exact. I want to just show you a vert, the exactness of our Torah. Shebech Sam is amazing. It's a famous grub, and I want to share. We're learning Baba Kama. I can't not share this with you. If a person either opens a bar or digs a bar, and doesn't cover it, and an animal falls in the air, so the Bala bar has to pay. Frakta Gemara, if you chayiv for digging a pit, for opening a pit, you certainly chayiv for digging a pit. You didn't even dig it. If you either open a pit or dig it, you're chayiv. If you're chayiv for opening a pit you didn't even dig, you're certainly chayiv. You dug the whole pit. So that's the Gemara. Yes. Malapsicha chayiv ala kriya loy kol shekei. Answers the Gemara. Lahavi kairach hakeida. It's coming to say, if a first, kiyiftach means you opened the bar, it was closed, you opened it, yichayev. Kiyichrish bar doesn't mean you dug the whole bar, that would be pashat, it's a kavachaymer. Means if one guy dug a bar tish, in order to be chayev for killing, it has to be a bar yud. One guy dug 9 tfachim, so it's not chayev for the killing of an animal can't die. And a second guy came and only dug 1 tefach. He's chayev, the ganze zach. If it kills, he's chayev. Because he's the one who made it into a killer bar. So lahavi kairach ha-kaira, that it's solely his responsibility when it kills, it becomes his bar. That's kiyach. That's state in the Gemara. Beautiful. Drasha, the Gemara. Said the grub brilliantly. If you look at the words kiyiftach ish bar, kiyach ish bar, the word bar by kiyiftach is spelled beis veish rab. Beis ve vav resh. B'miluya, it's spelled out fully. Kiyiftach ish bar. By Kiyichra, it says Ishbar, it says Beis Rish. It's missing the Vav. It's Chasser. It says Kiyichra Ishbar, it's Chasser. I saw two ways of saying this. I'll tell you the way I saw it in the more reliable place, is that the Gra says, Kiyichra Ishbar, there was a Bar Chasser already. There was already a Bar Chasser there. And he dug on an Ishbar. There was already a Chasser Bar. It was a Bar Tess. That's why it says without the Vav. There was a Chasser Bar there, and he was Mashlim et Liyud. So just that one little Tefach, he was Mashlim et Liyud. So the whole Bar goes after him. I want to say that there's a tremendous lesson that the one who's Geimer, the ganze Zach is his. There's a big Zach in being a Geimer. You turned it into a Bar Yud, the whole thing's yours. We have a principle, Amaschel b'mitzvah im le'gmar. It's a tremendous inyan. You start something, see it through. You start something, finish it through. You started something, see it through. Tremendous inyan. It says that things is called achar gomer. It's called after the one who completed it. Here you see the second guy, they both made it, but you did that, yud, it's your bar. You finished it. You made it. We're talking about everything in the Torah. We have to learn letzad ha-tov. And the inyan of being goymer adover, of completing something. You start something, see it through. You start a project, finish. Something's called achar goymer. It's a very, very important attitude. The Messias Hashem, when he speaks about zrizus, he talks about zrizus koydem amaisa, alacrity, getting to something. Don't procrastinate, get to something. And he speaks once you start finishing. Hamaschal v'mitzah in legumar, finish what you start. You started something, see it through. It's interesting. Rav Aaron visited the Chavetz Chaim when he was young, and the Chavetz Chaim, and Rav Aaron his whole life held it was like a Ruach HaKodesh in the Chavetz Chaim. Rav Aaron was a youngster, and the Chavetz Chaim told him, you have to finish projects. Told him such a Musser. He saw in him that this might have been a struggle. He told him to see it through. Finish the projects you began. Maschel. He finished from the greatest projects we know of. He built the biggest yeshiva in America. He saw it through. Hamaschal b'mitzvah in way gemar. See it through. You start something, you finish. You take on a project that's an inyan for us all. That we take something on. Don't be somebody who just lets go of it. You start it, it's your baby. It's your thing. It's your achrayas. It's your responsibility. See it through. Try to see it through. Here you see in this inyan, this guy finished the project. He only did one little zech. The other guy did the majority, but he's the geimer, and it's called after the geimer. It's his bar. It's his bar. Before it was chasser, he made it malay. He finished the job. It's his. And letzad ha-tov, you finish the job, but things called after the geimer. It's called after the completer of something. So the attitude has to be that we begin things to see it through. So that lesson we could see just from a vav that's missing, that he was yichre the bar, he was yichre a bar, a chaser bar that he finished and it became his. Why did it become his? Because he was the geimer. He was the geimer, it's called his. That lesson to be a geimer, to try to be geimer, always the things we begin to try to see it through. This parsha that speaks so much, that speaks so much about Mammon. We learned the attitude of money, the gifts of Hashem. We learned from that Gemara Baba Kama, that we learned the attitude. The Chayav Salvava says that every Yid uses money as a pekodin by Hashem, a gift from Hashem, to take the Chayav and to share the rest with other people. That beautiful attitude to money, all of us should be zeich in our lives. all of us should be zeich in our lives to have a beautiful, healthy relationship to money. Like we talk about relationship to friends, we know what a healthy relationship looks like. Not just we should have money, we should have money and a good relationship to guilt. A healthy, comfortable, normal. You give such a gift to your children, it's just healthy. It's valued. It's interesting. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky was asked about his father's chinuch. About his father's chinuch to him. And he said, Reb Yaakov was very, very lenient. He said that he was very makpid at not to throw out food on the plate. I don't know if that was the inyan of like careful with money. I don't know. Because he said specifically, you take food. You know, I have a thing with guys. For many, many years, I have spent thousands of dollars, thousands. I buy the drinks for events. If there's ball games, I sponsor the drinks. And I've gone up to Yechidim, I see when you give out ciders, so a guy will like take a few sips and then like throw out the zach. And I've spoken to him to be more mashiv. You've got a drink, you got a can of soda, you finish the can. You got a can, you don't take four sips and throw it away. You got a bottle, you finish the bottle. This nekuda, I'm talking about a healthy attitude to money. We should have not crazy, nothing. We can make people stressed out. We hurt tremendously people. We could teach emunah and faith and good attitudes. We could have a whole healthy home, and a person values money mitzad echad, mitzad sheni, doesn't sell out for money and doesn't overvalue money, doesn't judge people by the money they have. The shtuyot balma is like utter stupidity. I'm thinking about the sugya of shidduchim. I want a mishpacha, not people that look at classes of yidden, the rich ones, the poor. And there are people who don't have money who look up at money. There's not. Rebbe was mechabed ashir, man, nothing to do because there's a class called rich people. Rebbe was mechabed chesed. If the Ashir supported Rashi, it's Pashup Shad and Rashi, it was Mechabed Ashirim. They supported people tremendously. A giver is worthy of respecting, somebody who gives and cares for people. If we don't have different classes of Yid and Ches, no Sheikhs. There's Yid and serving Hashem, and then Hashem gives us all gifts, and all the gifts He gives us we value and appreciate and use in beautiful manners. Person could push it, have the same exact money from the biggest things they could bring to their home. It's developed like beautiful attitudes, not stressing. Yeah, the nerves are real, so he has to work in emunah. He takes out a sefer and learns emunah. It's difficult. I don't judge anybody who has any nisayin. But to then make a whole stressed out home, now he's mamish damaging his children. Chas v'shalom. So he brings a positive in emunah, deep, flowing gishmak emunah into the house. What a richness. He's making his kids billionaires. Ezo asha samech b'chelka, kipshutai mamish, he's freilich with what he has. So the Rabbanu Shem should bench all of us with parnasa berevach. I apologize. We usually come together Thursday night to learn chumash. And today we got to mishpatim, and I just wanted a little bit. I don't rant. Maybe my son says sometimes you rant, Tati. So today I ranted. Guilty as charged. But I want to be mechazik, my friends. All of us. All of us could be mechazik. I thought specifically that we're thinking about the Giru Ya'ayev, that this soul ties into being honest, not to selling out. Chas v'shalom, something's not honest, stay away. Oh, sheiches. There's pressure. I'm not selling out my soul. That's not honest. That's not erlich geld. To make very, very careful. The money we have is with honesty. I like that at the height of everything is Eila Mishpat Meshatasim Lefneim. In Chassidish Svarim, they bring Tasim Lefneim, place in front of them. The word Lefneim is very interesting. Lefneim is Lefneim that their heretz kadmu l'tayru. This is Lefneim. This is before them. This comes freer to the things I said before. This is huge. The sugya, right at the, so interesting to me. With the height of spirituality, and it's talking about money matters. That's the place that we get to practically in our life express our emunah ki imanu kel. Hashem is with us by keeping sight of the right things. I wanted to end with v'shamru bnei Yisrael l'aseh Shabbos. We speak here and we focus. It's Leil Shishi on Shabbos Kodesh. This is a big bechin of Shabbos. A big bechina of Shabbos is the nekuda, 6 days we work, and one day we chap that everything's really Hashem, that everything comes from Hashem, everything's gifted to us from Hashem. So let's v'shamru rebezi. Shabbos, Agon Chodesh. Ruchei Yoyl Abnim.